Let us begin by talking about your return to the Great Victorian Bike Ride then. So you've come back for 2010?
Yes, I have. I didn't learn my lesson last year. I'm back again.
Now you've got a slightly different, I keep going to call it a scooter, but I'll stop. A slightly different kick bike this time?
Yes, I have. This one we took away overseas when we went to Italy for the World Champs. So it's had the forks are changed, they're now carbon forks, and the brake handles are carbon, and I've also got a very light aluminium handlebar area here. So the brake levers here are carbon, and so is the headset, and and a nicer wheel on front as well.
So tell us about your year, because I seem to recall last year that you told us a little bit about some of the championships that go on around the world and so on. So where have you been off to?
I went to Northern Italy. There was a team of seven went across, and that was for the World Champs, and they had a 400-metre sprint, and then a 15-kilometre criterium and a 36-kilometre marathon, slightly shorter than a marathon. But we did pretty well. First time really, like, serious team went across. We've got a young guy, a cadet, Ali. He got a third in the sprints and a second in the criterium, which was really, really good. We've got a fourth in the veterans, and my husband got a fourth as well in the sprints, and a fifth in for the females. That was with Sharon. But then my husband, he went in the marathon, and we thought. We were definite for a podium finish in that one, but as he was on his third lap of the marathon, his handlebar snapped.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a shock, unfortunately. So must have been some damage in transit or something. He had carbon handlebars. Yeah, so unfortunately missed out a podium there, but there's always 2 years' time.
Now, what lessons have you learned from last year's bike ride then, which you might be applying to your approach to this year?
Drink more, eat more. Actually, the first day this year, I was silly. My whole concentration was on finishing, doing an okay speed, and I forgot to drink enough and eat enough. So within the 5Ks before we came in, my calves were cramping really badly. But got in, ate lots, and then and haven't had any troubles.
Now, you weren't able to convince your husband then, or any of the other kick bikers to come along this time?
No, the lazies. I think they're all exhausted from their training up to the World Champs, because that was just back in August. Yeah, so for me, the World Champs wasn't anything I could really do well at, because I need a much longer course. Much more of a endurance athlete than a short course person. So yeah, so this for me works perfectly, and as it goes along, it seems to get easier for me. Right. So yeah.
And as with last year, I'm sure you're probably attracting a bit of attention, are you? A few people wanting to know what this is all about.
Yeah, and a lot of people who saw me last year, oh, you're back. And there was one gentleman who yelled out constantly every time he saw me last year, hot legs. This year he said, oh, you're the girl with the gorgeous legs. So I've gone up a notch from hot legs to gorgeous legs, which is really good.
Well, as long as they're not tired legs, I suppose, that's all right.
This is true.
Now, in Australia then, is the sport gaining a lot of traction?
It's starting to, in that we did get sponsors for our overseas trip, and more people are getting involved. It's getting to become a cross trainer, more so than anything else. And I believe one of the football teams, I couldn't tell you which because I don't follow football, but they actually train on them as well. They're finding them very good for, especially if their players are sore from playing, they still get the benefit of the fitness minus the impact, like say with running. So stopping injuries, that type of stuff.
So what's ahead then for the coming year? Are there more world championships or other exciting things to compete in?
Yeah, next year there's some Euro Cups. The first one is in France, then Germany's the next one, and then Italy after that. So hoping we might pop over and check out some of those. It would be good fun.
If nothing else, you think that would attract people, wouldn't you? The option of participating in some of these world events?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's just very hard work, but we're enjoying it. It's good fun, and it's good overall body fitness as well comes with it.